شاه کائنات خوشنودی امام زمانه آواز بلند صلات
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير اعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا ابي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين اما بعد فقد قال ابو عبد الله الجعفر الصادق عليه السلام خلاصة من فخر المؤمن وزينته في الدنيا والآخرة قيامه بالليل واستغناؤه على الناس وقبول ولاية إمام من آل محمد On this wonderful and auspicious occasion of the Wiladat of the flag bearer of patience and determination, the vanguard of chastity and infallibility, the defender of Shuhada and the blood of Shuhada, the flower from the Garden of Fatima, the manifestation of the qualities of Ali al-Murtada, the pride of the household of Muhammad al-Mustafa. The successor of Hussein and the aunt of Imam Zaman. Ajala. Who Imam Zaman? Whose house that we are in? You know, the Kaaba is the direction of our prayers. We bow down before Kaaba on the order of Allah. But when we look at the Kaaba has a waris, the Kaaba has a wali. The Kaaba has a resident. The Kaaba, when we go to the Kaaba and Allah made it the nucleus of this dunya and for everyone to come around, the Kaaba is the focus of our prayers. But the true nucleus of our iman and our hearts is the one who is the wali of the Kaaba. Kaaba is just the pretext. The real reason is for all of humanity to understand the wilayat of the Kaaba and the owner of the Kaaba, the resident of the Kaaba, which is Imam Zamana Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajuh Sharif. Who is the focus and the attention of every heart of every believer. And this Imam, who is here to be a well-wisher and wishing the birth of his aunt, together we will give our congratulations to him on the birth of this unique aunt of his, unlike any other. No other person can have this unique personality, that Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alaiha had. When we look at her, really, in a house that she was raised in, was the house of Ahlul Bayt. No other person can even compare themselves to her and where she comes from. At first, I'll just go through the normal routine of just recognizing and repeating where she comes from so that we can have the blessing of the mention of the names of Ahlul Bayt. Her father is Ali al-Murtada. Who is Sayyidul Wasiyyin. And other than her grandfather, no one else is like him in the dwellers of this dunya or the akhirat. They said that, he said about our Imam, La yuqasu bihi fi dunya wal akhirat. No one in this dunya nor in the heavens can be compared to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And her mother, what a unique mother. I mean, anyone can say that they have a mother like this. Her mother is Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah. That it is said that if it wasn't for Ali, no one would be her equal. Who is Fatima? I mean, just imagine where she comes from. And then her brothers, one after another, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. You know, I mean, she comes from a household where each and every individual is unique and each and every individual is at the perfection of humanity. My friends, I want you to understand this. This is, when I give an example, always it's just to relate something. Cannot be exact. Let's say if you come from a house where one of the persons in the house is a very well-known person, an Ayatollah. You know, so now everyone in the house, when being introduced, when being known of, will be introduced to that one person who is the most known. And his name and his shadow will overshadow everyone else in the house. An easy example for my youngsters. You know, because a lot of these youngsters, you know, weren't there when I was young. And, you know, when I was young, I used to live in Chicago. And in Chicago, you know, in the 90s, right, we won 6 NBA championships. That was when Michael Jordan used to play for the Bulls. Now, if I ask anyone, who else played with Michael Jordan in those 6 years? Most of the youngsters here will not even know. Maybe they can think of Scottie Pippen, right? Now, I know all the names because I used to live there to watch those games every day. But those people who now look back, they'll say that Michael Jordan overshadowed everyone else. No one knows who else played with them. You see, because of the fact that he was so highlighted, he was so unique that everyone else was overshadowed. So now, if someone wants to be known or to be recognized, and someone is that great to be equal or to be known by others in such a situation, imagine how good he would have to be. As an example, I'm giving this so you understand this. When we look at the personality of Hazrat Zainab, who comes from the family of Ahlul Kisa, where everyone is perfect, everyone is masoom, everyone is unique, to live in a family like that and become the highlight of the family. Imagine that, you know, imagine what kind of a character and personality did she have. You know, when we look at the Quran, in terms of woman, we see the Allah, He highlights the personality and character of Hazrat Maryam. He highlights that. He says that she was, at her time, Sayyidatul Nisa' al-Alameen. The chief of the women that time. Now I want you to see how Allah now describes her. Who was she? And then from there, get an idea. Because a lot of times, there are two ways to recognize something. Two ways. The first way is the obvious way, that is a logical way, is to know something through its opposite. To know something through its opposite. That's one way. The second way of knowing something is to comparing it with something that is closest to it. Yeah, when you want to do any research, you put, for example, the thing you're researching to that which is closest to it. And then when you put them together, then you can start recognizing the differences and the particular details that makes one special over the other. When we look at Maryam, she was Muqaddase. And one of the reasons Allah mentions about her is the fact that Zakariya, when he used to go to her room, every time he used to go to her room, he would find food there. And he asked Maryam, then Maryam, where did this food come from? He says, Hada min indillah, this is from Allah. Allah has sent me, and He gives to whomever He wishes without any limit. He gives. And hence, the quality of Maryam, that was she was getting food from Allah, and that was something that is highlighted in the Quran to know her holy personality. Now when we come and look at Zainab, and you know, again, look at the fact where she comes from now. We see that when she was young, very young. And we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam came home. Salawat alayhi salam. And he told Fatima that I have a guest. What do we have to eat so that we can serve him? And Bibi said that Hassan and Hussein have already eaten their share and have gone to sleep. Zainab was asleep, so her share is present. Now it is said that the angels used to wait for Zainab to serve food to them. Right? And hence here, it is said that when she said that this is the only food we have in the house, Zainab woke up, got her head up from her bed and said, Mother, give that food to those who need it for the guest. And she served the food. Now for Ahlul Bayt, this ayat has come, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, that the Ahlul Bayt, they give the food for the pleasure of Allah without wanting anything of this dunya. In other words, Maryam was known to get food from Allah, and Zainab was known for giving food in the way of Allah. The angels, Allah says in the Quran, in this ayat, He says, Ya Maryam muqtunidi, uknuti, lirabbeka, wasjudi warka'i ma'arraki'in. He says, O Maryam, make qunut, which is raise your hands in dua, do sajda, and make ruku amongst those who are making ruku. And Allah mentions this to Zainab, and she to Maryam. She says, do this. And Maryam used to pray to Allah. She was known as Muqaddase, Maryam Muqaddase. She was, her personality was chaste. She was known for her chastity. May Allah be pleased with her. And she used to pray. And she used to pray a lot. And friends, having that love for Allah is not easy. To pray to Allah all the time. You see, if just recognize our own iman and the level of our ma'rifat. You know, when prayers are made wajib, and Allah has said that if you don't make the wajib, it's a sin, and He has threatened mu'mineen that if they don't make their wajibat, their wajib prayers, that they will be sinning and they'll be disobeying Allah with all the threats and warnings and everything, we still have a hard time making the wajib. We still have the hard time making the five times prayers that are wajib for us to pray with all kinds of threats and warnings behind them. Right? Now, if Allah said, in all your extra time, go ahead and pray. Imagine how much would we pray? Right? Pray a little bit, and that's it. With all the blessings He gave in Laylatul Qadr, that if you'd make this prayers in Laylatul Qadr, still people wouldn't have prayed. So Allah had to attach something of a benefit of this dunya. He said, I'll increase your risk in this dunya. So everyone comes forward and prays all night so that their risk can improve and increase. Right? It can increase. So imagine this, Maryam's character and her iman and her ma'rifat is such that when she is left alone and whenever she has extra time, she prays. She worships Allah. She bows down before Allah. She's making dua to Allah. Every moment that she has, she is doing that. And Allah is proud of her in the Quran. But now when we see that, and then see the example that we are speaking of today, then we see that Maryam, yes, it's one thing to pray when you are in the solitary confinement of your room. No one is watching, no one is disturbing. Nothing wrong has happened to you, no oppression has happened to you. Nothing bad is in your environment. Nothing is being done around you that will make you fear, that will make you worried, that will make you anxious. There is no blood that is being shed of your dear ones around you. There is no zulm that is happening to your children around you. There is nothing that is going on around you. In peace you are praying and Allah is proud of you. Imam Sajjad said, in the time of hardship when all our family was killed and everyone was hurt, and in the solacin or the solitary confinement of the desert when they're imprisoned and they are now prisoners of war, in that state I saw Zainab praying all night long, making Salatul Layl. No. You will never find a prayer like that, nor will you find a worshipper like Zainab. It's one thing, I mean, just imagine this, you know, this is something different. I gave you the example of Maryam and say that we can't even compare ourselves to Maryam. Now when we look at Zainab, if one worry happens, if we lose our job, that's it, you know, you'll start worrying about everything else but prayers. Some small little hardship happens to us. Some zulm happens to us. We see, we run away and hide. Is that enough? That whole world is coming around, down around her. Everything is being broken. Her children are being killed. Everything is taken away. And then you see that in that situation, to be completely engrossed and engulfed in the worship of Allah, this is the character of Zainab. This is the character of Zainab. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Maryam had to face zulm also. she faced some dhulm and some criticism. It was very hard for her when she came back with her son. And people were vilifying her, defaming her, putting her character into question. It was very hard test. You know, I mean, may Allah protect any woman who has to go through that test, where the character is chased, and then you see the question that comes to defame her, to vilify her. And in that situation, it's very hard for her. But Allah saved her, and He let Hazrat Isa defend her character. You see, He stopped that test. He said, okay, you don't need to go ahead with this. If they question it, I will make Isa defend you. I'll make your son defend you. Through my miracle, he will defend you. And Isa spoke from her bosom and said that I am the slave of Allah, that Allah has sent me as a messenger with his message. When we saw that, they understood that no, she is chaste. And she was defended by Allah. So when she faced hardship, when she faced problems, when she faced vilification and defamation of the people, Allah sent Isa to defend her. Now when we look at the character of Zainab, we see her. That how much Ahlul Bayt were defamed and how much they were vilified by their enemies to such an extent that they had, the people had a hard time believing that Ali died in the masjid, that they did not believe that he used to pray, that they thought that these people are murtad, that they have left Islam, that they thought that these people are wrong and they have gone against Islam. So now with all those defamation that Ahlul Bayt were facing, Zainab single-handedly changed the waves and the tide, rode that tide until Ahlul Bayt's character was victorious. No one came to defend her. No one came to defend her. She was all alone when she brought victory to the household of Ahlul Bayt. She single-handedly did that. I mean, imagine this, my friend. It's not, you know, Allah gives the example of Maryam so that we can understand who Ahlul Bayt are. He gave that example so you understand who is Zainab. Maryam didn't have to go to Allah sent Isa to defend her. But Zainab, who defended the whole of Ahlul Bayt alone single-handedly, she changed the tide. She changed the opinions of people and the mind of people through her own self. No one saw Zainab, my friends, before this. No one saw Zainab. In fact, no one saw any woman of the Ahlul Bayt before this. Really, no one saw anyone. Right? They heard, everyone heard of Zainab. Everyone heard of Fatima. Everyone heard of Umm Kulsum. They heard, but they never saw, my friends. Really. And I don't even want to describe what people said of her when they saw her. Because her sacredness is too much in our hearts that we even want to describe her in that sense. We don't want to. You know, we just want to see her character, and we want to see her personality so that we can, our hearts can be inclined towards her. This is who she is. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. What is Zainab's maqam? Zainab's maqam is the maqam of insaniyat. The maqam, the position, the rank that Allah had made, the angels made sajda to Adam. When Allah had made the angels make sajda to Adam, the reason He gives, the proof that He gave to the angels to prove them was what? That it is Allah who taught Adam. Right? Allah taught Adam, and because Adam had ilm ladunni, from Allah, Adam had the ilm from Allah, so Allah said make sajda. Allah said make sajda. The proof that Allah gives in the Quran, I'm giving. Right? To prove to the angels why Adam is better. Why maqam-e-insaniyat is better. That is because of Adam having ilm from Allah. That Allah taught him, so he had the knowledge. He had the understanding from Allah himself. And now, when we looked at Zainab, we saw that she was that maqam that the angels make sajda to. Why? Because Imam Sajjad had said that, Ya Ammati Anti Alimatun Ghayri Muallima, that you are an alim that you haven't learned from anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your knowledge. Your knowledge is not learned from any human. No, you have learned from Allah. Anti fahimatun ghayra mufahima. That you are one who understands, who is fahim, without being told and made to understand. You are this position. This is, that is Zainab. Right? This is Zainab. She was the Amin of the household of Nabuwat and Imamat. What kind of an Amin she was. My friends, the Amanat that she held, can we just look at this and see and understand what kind of Amanat, how she held that Amanat and trust. You see, Allah doesn't give His message or His work to anyone who is not appointed by Him. No one, never. Look in the past, in the history, you will see that Allah always gives His responsibility to either someone who is a Nabi or a Rasul or Ulul Adam or he's an Imam. That Allah has appointed and He can guarantee. That He can guarantee. Now, all that message and all that work that Allah has done through the messengers, through the prophets, through all the Ulul Azam prophets, through the Imams, all of that came down to Karbala. All of that came to one point of reference, that was Karbala. And Hussein became the warith of all the Anbiya. He is what? The warith of all the Anbiya. All that work that Allah has done has come down to him. Now Hussein is holding that one. He is the only one holding that light that all the Anbiya work to light. He is the only one holding it now. My friends, understand this. From here, if all that work came down to one point, that is Karbala, and Hussein had that light, now tell me, who did Hussein give it to and said that you carry this message after me? Now you see what we mean when we say Zainab is Amin, Aminullah. Really, what does it mean? Amin is what? She was trusted by Allah and the Imam to carry this message, knowing that she is not from the infallibles or Ma'asumeen, knowing that she is not an Imam, but the Imam who was ill and unconscious in Karbala, even he throughout the journey would not take a step without the advice of his aunt. This is Zainab, my friend. I mean, really, you know, we are proud, I mean, to be the followers of such a personality. And our challenge to the world is bring someone like her. Bring someone like her, and then we will see what you mean. Who? This is something that we need to be proud of. Right? Her personality. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There's one more point regarding her. Said that, you know, her irfan. You know, what is irfan? You know, this is such a misunderstood subject. Irfan. Really, you know, we need to understand this, you know. If you want to see an arifa, look at Zainab. She is irfan. She is irfan. You know what irfan is? Right? Let me just tell you, you know, when she was asked by, you know, she was being ridiculed by Yazid. Ridiculed by Yazid, you know. So, what did you see? He said, you know, looking at the fact that, you know, he wanted her to say that, you know, my brother died, my family died, you did this and all this bloodshed, in order to make her remember and refresh in her wounds. So put her down. He said, what did you see in Karbala? What did you see in Karbala? He said, and you know what she said? Understand this. Then from here you understand what Irfan is. Just this one sentence would explain to you what is Irfan. Looking back at Karbala, really, what did she see? What did she experience? Nothing but grief, nothing but hardship, nothing but sufferings, afflictions, to the extent that no one has seen in this dunya. No one has seen in this dunya, right? So obviously she saw so much hardship. So she used to say, I saw how many ugly things happen. How many ugly things that you all have done. You see, I want you to understand this. My friends, then you can understand the beauty of ma'rifat. You know, when we look at it and say, I saw Shimr do this to him. I saw them do ugly things, them do ugly things. Obviously, what was done in Karbala was ugly. That's how we also try to see it. But Zainab doesn't see it that way. When she was asked, what did you saw in Karbala? She says, Ma ra'aytu illa jameela. I did not see anything but beauty in Karbala. I wasn't seeing Shimr do this. I wasn't seeing Umar ibn Sa'd do this. What I was seeing was the beauty that was done by Ahlul Bayt and those companions of Ahlul Bayt there. I was looking at the beauty of their iman there. I was looking at the beauty of their ma'rifat. I haven't seen anything but beauty in Karbala. This is Irfan. If you want to understand what Irfan is, what have you done for Allah? I haven't seen any offering made to Allah like this in Karbala. I haven't seen anyone give so much in the way of Allah and so sincerely. I haven't seen anyone sacrifice so much for Allah. That is the beauty I saw there. This is Irfan. This is what Zainab is, my friends. I understand this is why. Just this one hadith I will mention that I started off with, so that we can understand it a little bit. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam had said, he said that there are three things that are a source of pride of the believers and their ornament and what will highlight them in dunya and the akhirat. Their zinat. There are three things that are their zenith in this dunya and akhirat. If you have these three things, what are those three things? He mentions qiyamu billayl. He says standing in prayer at night. When everyone is sleeping or away and no eyes are on you, to stand up in prayer, this is going to be your source of pride and your beauty in this dunya and in the hereafter. Friends, if you want to look beautiful, if you want to be handsome, if you want to be a person who has a illuminated personality, then stand up for prayers at night and you will see yourself being like that. You will be like that. One thing. Second thing is, wastighna'ahu 'ala an-nas. Right? That he is a person who is always there to help the people, to give to the people, to help the people. Always there, helping them, helping around. You will see that when you do this, your personality will be beautiful in this dunya and in the hereafter. And the third thing that will make you beautiful in this dunya and the hereafter is what? وَقُبُولَ وِلَايَةِ إِمَامٍ مِنْ Ali Muhammad. To accept the wilayat of the Imam from Ahlul Bayt. If you accept the Imamat and his wilayat, his authority, then you will be beautiful in this dunya and in the hereafter. My friends, those who hold on to the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt and the wilayat of Imam al-Zaman. They are with a leader. What this hadith is saying, don't be like an orphan who has no one above you. If you take Imam al-Zaman to be your leader, and if you take him to be your wali, then you are someone who can walk around and say that, yes, I have a father. I have someone who looks after me. I have someone who looks after me. He's the one who's looking after me. I'm under his umbrella. When you have that, then you will see how your personality will be highlighted. It will be highlighted like that. And this is the Imam that today we say, Imam, we want to, from the depths of our heart, congratulate you on the birth of your Aunt Zainab. Allah, we ask you that all of us who are here and our children and our loved ones, that you accept their ibadat and you accept this small worship from us. Oh Allah, we ask you that those who are sick amongst us, we ask you for the sake of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, and especially this lady that we are remembering today, for her sake, to give them health and a fast cure. Oh Allah, we ask you to increase the light of love in the heart, in our hearts and in the hearts of our children for Ahlul Bayt. Oh Allah, we ask you to raise the ma'rifat of ours regarding Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha. Oh Allah, we ask you to hasten the reappearance of our Imam, to make us his helper when he comes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.